This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me this evening. I also would like to speak about the subject of Teichacha, with your permission, perhaps uncover a hidden dimension of the mitzvah and gain a proper perspective of what the tzura and the image that the mitzvah is supposed to take. In Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu, after a long journey, traveling from the land of Israel to Haran, he sees a bunch of shepherds, and Yaakov Avinu uses a very unusual expression. The pasuk says, "Vayomer lahem Yaakov." Yaakov says to them, "Achai, my brothers, me'ayinatem. Where are you guys from?" Vayomeru mecharan anachnu. They said, "We're from Haran." Rashi tells us that Yaakov Avinu engages these shepherds in conversation, and he's sort of reprimanding the shepherds. Yaakov Avinu is telling them, hey guys, what are you gathering or what are you sitting around loafing for? What are you lounging around? It's not the end of the day. You got to work. If you're day workers, you got to give it an honest day." And what's unusual here is, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, that this is really the only use in the whole Torah. Why is it that when Yaakov Avinu addresses these shepherds, he tells them, "Achai, my brothers." I mean, my brothers, look, let's, you know, call a spade a spade. Yaakov Avinu doesn't know these guys from a hole in the wall. Why is he calling them my brothers? You know, what's he in the hood? Everyone's a brother. Why does Yaakov Avinu introduce his comments and his potential critique with the expression brothers? Now, we do find that light also, when he addressed the Anshei Sedoim, when he said, "Achai, al na achai tareo," he also calls them brothers. But there, at least, Lloyd knew who these people were, so maybe it's a sign of friendship. Yaakov never saw these people in his entire life. Why is he calling them brothers? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, "Tamid milazu emedes befanai." Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parashas Vayetze, "These words always stand before my eyes. I never really fully appreciate and understood why, in fact, did Yaakov Avinu use this expression, achai." That's the first thing we'd like to investigate this evening. Why is Yaakov Avinu calling them my brother? Furthermore, we have the pasuk in this week's parsha, "Lo yisisna sachicha bilvavecha," don't hate your brother, "Hoichech toichech esamisecha," rebuke your brother. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam listed in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, as the 205th mitzvah in the Torah. Why? So, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, excuse me. It is a biblical commandment. So why is it that if I see somebody doing something wrong, let's say, for example, I'm in shul, and the chazan begins a repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, and there's a guy, a fellow behind me, he has his phone out. Can you imagine such a brazen act? He has his phone out during Chazar Sashatz. Or worse, a guy is conversing with his friend during Chazar Sashatz. So I'm about to fulfill a biblical mitzvah. I need to rebuke him, as it says in Shulchan Aruch. So before I do the mitzvah, do I recite, "Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu lo'hechiach es amisi?" Does a person recite a bracha when he is about to rebuke his friend? No bracha is recited at all. Person does not make any bracha when he rebukes his friend. Why not? Isn't it? It's no different than any other d'oraisa. I make a bracha when I put on talis. I make a bracha when I put on tefillin. I make a bracha when I sit in a sukkah, when I shake lulav and esrog. Why don't I make a bracha when I rebuke my friend? This is the question of the Avudraham. And the Avudraham basically cites the Gemara in Erech and Adav Tezayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara quotes the statement of a Tana who said, "Tama ani im yesh badar hazeh misha roi lohichiach umisha mekabal toichacha." I wonder, I really am incredulous, says, I believe, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if anyone in this generation has the ability, the capability, and the wherewithal to be able to give proper toichacha. And therefore, since we cannot be confident that we're going to be executing this mitzvah in the proper way, so how can we make a bracha? Safek brachos lahakel. This is the question of the Avudraham. Why do we not make a bracha on the mitzvah of Teichacha? And that is a question that we would like to investigate tonight as well. Furthermore, another interesting point. The Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tezayin of the Beis discusses what are the parameters of the mitzvah of Teichacha. Up to what point does a person have to go to rebuke his friend? So the Gemara brings a number of opinions. Rav says, until the guy is going to smack you, until the guy is going to hit you. Shmuel says, no, until the person is going to curse you. Rav Yochanan says, no, until the person is going to be utterly disgusted with you. And the Gemara says that this machloikis amaroim is actually a machloikis between various tanoim, between Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Azai and Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and they all learned it from the same pasuk of Yoinasan rebuking Shaul HaMelech. So we see that this mitzvah is a unique mitzvah. It has actually limitations. In other words, I'm obligated, but if the guy is going to punch me, if the guy is going to curse me, if the guy is going to be disgusted with me, I'm putter from the mitzvah. So again, ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's going on over here? Since when do we say by any mitzvah in the Torah? Well, you have to put on tefillin. But if your neighbor is going to be disgusted by your donning of tefillin, you're putter from the mitzvah. You have to shake a lulav and esrog. But if your friend just hates when people shake those four species, nah, you're pater from the mitzvah. Yeah, you have to give tzedakah. But if somebody finds out and he's going to curse you, then you're pater from the mitzvah. No, there's no such thing. You have to fulfill mitzvahs at all costs, even if it's going to cause bodily harm, even if someone's going to hurt you. As long as they're not going to take away your life, you have to fulfill the mitzvahs. So why is it that when it comes to the mitzvah of rebuke, all of a sudden we have these parameters, we have these guidelines? Rav says until he hits you, Shmuel says until he curses you, Rabbi Yochanan says until he's disgusted with you. Why would the mitzvah be governed by and controlled and limited by the reaction of the person who's going to receive the Teichacha? Now, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky advances in Parshas Vayitzeh a novel concept as to what is the mitzvah of Teichacha. He asks a very interesting question. You know, the Gemara tells us that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, because of baseless hatred. And yet elsewhere, Shas tells us that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they didn't rebuke their friend. So what is it? Is it because they hated each other or because they did not rebuke their friend? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, most people mistakenly have a notion. What is the mitzvah of Teichacha? Mitzvah of Teichacha is God gave us a Torah. He told us, put on tefillin. He told us, put on tzitzis. He told us, don't wear shanis. He told us many halachas. And look, someone has to stand up for God's Torah. Somebody has to be God's policeman. Someone has to be God's enforcer. So if I see somebody talking by davening, if I see somebody not fulfilling a mitzvah, I am obligated to be God's law enforcement agent. I'm obligated to be God's policeman, God's shoiter. I have to stand up. Someone has to stand up for the mitzvahs. So that's the mitzvah of Teichacha. We mistakenly have a notion that God needs sticking up for. Someone has to be God's, you know, big brother. And that's the mitzvah of Teichacha. We have to stand up for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And says the Emes LeYaakov, actually in this week's parsha, that is a fundamental error. The mitzvah of Ben Adam, the mitzvah of Hoicheach Teichiach Es Amisach is not a mitzvah Ben Adam LaMakoyim. It's a mitzvah Ben Adam LaChaver. What does this mean? The Rambam writes, the Rambam is found in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin and Ches. The Rambam says, Haroya Chaver Shechat, if you see your friend sinned, Oishu Hoilech Badarech Loitavor, you see your friend going on the wrong path, Mitzvah Lachzira Lamutav, You have a commandment to restore him to the right path. And you need to let him know that he is ruining himself. Says the Rambam, one who rebukes his friend, bidvarim, with words, shebeinoy lebeinoy, privately, bein bidvarim shebeinoy lebein amokim. Whether it's bein adam lachaveroi, bein adam lamokim, tzorech lohichiach, you got to do it privately, the Rambam says. You need to speak calmly. In a soft tone. You need to let him know. You need to let him know, I'm not doing this for me. And I'm not doing this for God. I'm doing it for you. I am doing this for your ultimate benefit. You may not appreciate it now. You may not see it now. You may not appreciate it tomorrow. But one day you're going to be very grateful and thankful that I told this to you. I want to share with you two svarnos in Chumash. One in Parshas Bereishis, one in Parshas Noach. The svarno in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Hei, Pasuk Chav Beis. On the Pasuk, Vayishalech Chanoich, Es Ho'alaikim, the svarno writes, Hishalech Bedrachav, Chanoich walked in the ways of God, Lehetiv Lezulasai, to do benefit to others. Bitztaka, with charity, Vitoichachais, and rebuke. You hear this? You hear what the svarno is saying? That Chanoich followed the ways of God to be beneficial to society, to bestow goodness on society. Here are two examples of kindness and hatava that Chanoich did for society. Number one, the mitzvah of charity. Number two, the mitzvah of toichacha. You know what rebuke is? Rebuke is charity. It's not cash, it's not a credit card, it's not a check, it's spiritual charity. You're giving a person a bigger share in the world to come. Likewise, the svarno says, in Parshas Noach, Es ho'alaikim hishalech Noach. Noach walked in the ways of God. Halach bedrachav, he walked in the ways of God. Lehitiv lezulasai, to benefit others. V'hoichiach b'nei doiro, and he rebuked the people in his generation. Toichacha is not to be God's police officer. Toichacha is not to be God's law enforcement agent. Toichacha is a mitzvah ben adam lachaveroi. The same way if you see somebody, he can't afford food for Shabbos, so you give him some money to buy food for Shabbos. The same way you see somebody who needs a loan, you lend him money. The same way you see somebody who doesn't have clothing, doesn't have anything in life. So there's a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim, a mitzvah of lending money. So too, says the svarno, there is a mitzvah of toichacha. Toichacha is not a mitzvah bein adam lamakoim. You are not standing up for God, you're not sticking up for God, you're not standing up for the mitzvahs. You're trying to help another person. It's like a mitzvah of ozoiv tazoiv imoy. It's a mitzvah of charity, it's a mitzvah of a loan. It's an interpersonal mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah between you and God. And therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, if the tone that you're using, if the intonation you're using is in a way where the person will not appreciate that you're trying to help him, then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of being a benefit to him. The same way, if somebody needs money and you take a dollar and you throw it into the ani's face, it's dubious, it's doubtful, you're even mekayim tzedakah because you're trying to help the guy, you're just shaming him. Says the Rambam says the guidelines, and based on the Gemara, the guidelines of Toichacha are that if your friend's going to hit you, he's going to be disgusted with you, he's going to curse you, then clearly he does not appreciate that you're trying to be mative to him, that you're trying to help him. He's not getting it. Or maybe he is getting it. Maybe it's because you mistakenly think the mitzvah of Toichacha is your God's policeman. But there's no such mitzvah. There is no mitzvah in the Torah, or as of this point in the Shir, to be sticking up for the mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Toichacha is purely a mitzvah bein adam lachaveroi. And therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's the reason you don't make a bracha on Toichacha. If the mitzvah of Toichacha was sticking up for the mitzvahs, securing the mitzvahs, securing observance, then you could say, I should make a bracha on the mitzvah of Toichacha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvahis Utzivanu, Lo Hichiach Es Amisi. No! The mitzvah of Toichacha is not Bein Adam LaMakom, it's Bein Adam LaChaveroi. And we never make mitzvahs on Bein Adam LaChaveroi. You don't make a mitzvah not on tzedakah, not on alone, not on Bikur Cholim, not on Achnasas Kala, not on any Gemilas Chasadim, and therefore you don't make a bracha on Hichiach, Toichiach Es Amisecha. And therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the predecessor, the precursor, the introduction to the mitzvah of Toichacha is one needs to generate and engender within their heart feelings of friendship and love to the other person. Because without that, you're not even fulfilling the mitzvah of Toichacha. If you're doing it out of hatred, out of zealotry, you're not doing anything. There is no such mitzvah. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu comes to Haran and he encounters these shepherds. And he doesn't know them from a hole in the wall. He doesn't know who these people are. And Yaakov Avinu is he sees that they're doing wrong. He sees that they're not working, they're not industrious, they're not hardworking, they're taking time off. So Yaakov Avinu says, if I just tell them you're a bunch of lazy bums, they're not going to appreciate I'm trying to help them for the next world. They're going to become defensive. And if they do become defensive, I'm not being mekayim a mitzvah. Because a mitzvah is hatoychach, is a mitzvah einadim lachaveiroi. And therefore it was critical that before Yaakov Avinu addressed these shepherds, he added one word, and this word set the tone for his whole conversation and the whole tone of what he was trying to accomplish. And that is Yaakov Avinu says to the shepherds, Achai, my brothers. Oh, they're not defensive. They don't think he's attacking. And if they don't think he's attacking, they will accept it in the manner in which it's being given over. And that is, they will accept that Yaakov Avinu is trying to assist and to help them and to elevate and raise them up instead of to trying to denigrate them. That is the reason why there is no bracha on the mitzvah of Toichacha. Says the Sefer Das Torah of Rabbi Yerucham, that is why, juxtaposed to the mitzvah of Hoichach Toichach Es Amisecha, is V'ohavta L'Re'acha Kamoicha. Because lest you think that Hoichach Toichach Es Amisecha is a mitzvah, be God's enforcer, be God's agent, stand up for the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, Hoichach Toichach Es Amisecha is not about standing up for God, it's about helping your friend. And if your friend's going to curse you, hit you, be disgusted with you, then you are absolutely punter from the mitzvah of Toichacha. So it comes out that what we're learning is, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that the mitzvah of Toichacha is a unique mitzvah in that it is an interpersonal mitzvah. That is why, he says, there is no contradiction between that which the Gemara says in Shabbos, that the reason the temple was destroyed is because they didn't rebuke each other, and the Gemara in Yuma, that they had baseless hatred. That one goes together with the other, says Rav Yaakov, because they had sinna, they were not capable of giving toichacha. It was one sin, it was one infraction. The infraction is, they could not rebuke, but the reason they couldn't rebuke is because they didn't have the friendship and the camaraderie and the goodwill. If they had the goodwill, they would have been able to give a proper rebuke. So I know Reb Sender is thinking, well, if hoichach toichach es amisecha is bein adam lechaveroi, then it would come out that, let's say I see somebody doing something wrong. I see a guy next to me in shul. He pulled out his phone by the davening. And I looked the other way. I said, look, it's the United States of America. It's a free country. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. And I decided I'm not going to rebuke him. I decided I'm not going to go over to him and say, you know, Rabbi Yid, this is not a proper conduct. You know, for somebody like you, people look up to you. I think you should really consider your actions. And I didn't do that. Do I have to ask him for mechila? You hear the shayla? Do I have to ask him for mechila? Because if somebody needed tzedakah badly, and he asked me, oh, you know, Rabbi, could you mind giving me a few bucks? And I said, no. I have to ask him for mechila. I hurt him. He needed money, and I didn't want to help him. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Chaim entertains the following shaila. I could have rebuked my friend, and I was scared, I was afraid. I didn't want to rebuke my friend. Says Reb Chaim in the Tshuvas Reb Chaim Kanievsky, brought in the end of the Sefer, L'Re'acha Kamaicha, someone who didn't rebuke his friend, and then he wants to do tshuva. Do you need to ask for mechila? Says Reb Chaim, maybe. Maybe you do. Could be you have to ask him for mechila. Wow, what a chiddush. Who would have ever thought? I thought, I need to be God's policeman. So maybe I need to ask God for mechila. The last guy I need to ask for mechila is the guy who I didn't insult by rebuking him. No. The mitzvah of teichacha is an interpersonal mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of tzedakah. And if I don't want to do it, I have to consider that maybe I hurt my friend. And on Erev Yom Kippur, I need to imagine you call someone up Erev Yom Kippur. Beryl! It's Gladstein. Yeah, what's up, Gladstein? I want to ask you for mechila, Beryl. Beryl said, what did you ever do to me? What did I do to you? A few days ago, I was davening in your shul, and I saw you said one word by Chazar Sashatz, and I didn't want to rebuke you. Are you meichel me? I'll think you're off the wall. But you might have to do that. Toichach, toichach, samisecha, is bein adam lachaver. In fact, the Or Yahel of Rabbi Leib Chasman, he says that when he left the city of Shtutzin to, he gave a drush in the Beis HaMedrash. As he was leaving the city, he said, typically when a Rav leaves a city, he asks for mechila. So you'll say, what do I need to ask you for mechila for? I never harmed you, I never insulted you. He says, well, there's a certain school that opened in the city that's not al pi ruach haTorah, and I did not give the proper rebuke. I am asking you for mechila for not fulfilling the mitzvah of hoicheach, toichiach, es amisach. So now, I want to share with you, because I'm sure you're familiar, based on the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara tells us that there's a procedure to giving for giving rebuke. You can't just immediately rebuke somebody. The Gemara tells us, and the Rambam codifies this in Hilchos Deos, that the proper way to ask for mechila, the proper way to give rebuke, is first you rebuke privately, and if the person doesn't want to listen, then you rebuke him harsher, until ultimately, if this is a sin, bein adam lamakom, you need to do so publicly. But you don't do so publicly immediately. That's not the first resort. The Rambam says,
don't shame him, but rather you should do so softly. Therefore, lo yivayish es chaveroi barabim, v'lo yikro lo shame, v'lo yisabri lefanav, b'medvam amurim b'dvarim shmein adam lechaveroi, avo b'divrei shamayim, if it's bein adam lamakom, if ultimately he doesn't want to retract, your last resort can be, you could shame him publicly, but this is a last resort.
So a question that seems to contradict this is, there's a well-known halacha in Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet that he's speaking about the sin of someone who speaks by Chazar Sashatz, and the Shulchan Aruch says that if you see somebody speaking by Chazar Sashatz, and the Mishnah Brura adds that this applies if somebody speaks by Kriyas HaTorah or Pesukei DeZimra or Berachas Kriyas Shema, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is this person is a Chayte, he's a sinner. V'godol avoynim nesoy, his sin is too great to bear. And v'goyerin boy, you need to shout at him. You need to scream at him. So the question is, you need to scream at him? But we have a minion here. We have 10 people. It's barabim. You're allowed to be mevayish somebody barabim? Isn't the halacha that if you need to rebuke somebody, first you do it quietly, you do it privately, you do it calmly, and only as a last resort, you embarrass him publicly. But the Shulchan Aruch does not qualify. The Shulchan Aruch just says straight up that if somebody speaking by the davening, you scream at him, what happened to the protocol codified by the Rambam, based on the Gemara, that you need to first do so privately? So this is a question. The Shevet Halevi, Reb Vosner, says, Chelek Yud, that the Mechaber doesn't mean to say you don't have to start off privately. Of course, the first time you see it, you don't have to cause a stir in the whole shul. The first time, says Rav Vosner, you do so privately, and then you try to speak to him quietly, and ultimately, if he's not going to listen, then you have no alternative, but you have to call out call him out in front of the whole tzibur. However, there seems to be another way to understand the halach and the Shulchan Aruch, and this seems to be the way the Mishnah Berurah codifies it, is that there's an interesting smak in mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis. The smak says, regarding the mitzvah of Teichacha, he says that when a person sins privately, you need to rebuke them quietly, privately. This is, if you have the Maror Mekayim, it's number 28. However, an avera that somebody does begaloi, you need to rebuke him immediately, publicly, shlo yischal el shem shamayim. So it's not a chil Hashem. So there seems to be this area in halacha, that even though typically there's a protocol, someone does an avera, you need to first reprimand them privately, but that's when they sin privately. But when someone sins publicly, there's the opinion of the smak that you do not rebuke them privately, but because they have defiled and defamed and were mechal el shem shamayim, and you need to rebuke them immediately. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham paskins like the smak that when somebody sins publicly, you need to call them out immediately, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. So it could be, it is possible, that the Shulchan Aruch means that in such a scenario when somebody's talking, so it does not follow the normal guidelines of Toichacha. Yeah, if somebody sins privately, of course you have to reprimand them privately at first. But this talker, he's doing the Aveira Befarhesia. Now this is a different guideline. This is maybe different than what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said. Yes, the general guideline of Toichacha is Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. That's when it's not a Chilul Hashem. But when it's a Chilul Hashem, maybe there are instances that we have to stand up for the Kavod of Shamayim, and then we don't say, well, first consider, first speak to him privately. Okay, I just want to end off with a Gemara in Erechin, which I think throws a lot of people off when it comes to this particular halacha. The Gemara says in Erechin, Amar Blaza ben Azariah, Tmihani im yesh bedar hazeh sheyedea lo hichiach. He says, I would be shocked if anyone today could give real rebuke. And I think many people, ourselves included, sort of exempt ourselves from ever saying things to others because we say, you know, the Gemara says explicitly that nobody really knows how to give Toichacha today. And the Chazon Ish even uses this argument to say, well, perhaps Bizman Hazeh you don't have any Amumar or an Api Kairos because nobody could give a good warning. That seems to be the simple reading of the Gemara, that nobody really knows how to give rebuke today. And we tell ourselves, you know, look, if I see somebody doing something wrong, talking, have their phone out, or whatever myriad of other things people may be doing wrong, I'm not going to say anything because if I do, it's going to be embarrassing and I don't know how to give the proper rebuke. So I just want to conclude by saying that the consensus of all the poskim is that Reb Elazar ben Azariah does not mean to exempt us from the mitzvah of Toichacha. He is merely saying and warning us and encouraging us to be very careful and to be very sensitive when we do rebuke our friends. However, the Minchas Yitzchak writes in Chagdad Siman Ayin Tes that Reb Elazar ben Azariah does not mean in any sense to exempt us for this reason from the mitzvah of Toichacha. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Reish Ches brings down the mitzvah of Toichacha, and he doesn't bring this Gemara that he'd be surprised if anyone in this generation knows how to give rebuke. So the only thing this means is that because it is so difficult to give rebuke properly, Reb Elazar ben Azariah is reminding us, before you do exercise this obligation and this great mitzvah, you need to think twice and three times. Think carefully, calculate carefully, be very sensitive how you present it, how you say it, when you say it, under what circumstances. Is it in the best possible way? Because, as we said, the general guideline of the mitzvah of Teichacha is not a mitzvah bein adam la'makom, it's a mitzvah bein adam la'chaveray. And it is a very difficult mitzvah to perform. But in no way are we exempt, really, under any circumstances, from performing it. So it's one of the most difficult mitzvahs in the Torah. Reb Elazar ben Azariah said, it's doubtful if anyone could do it right, but, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that lo yalecha hamlacha ligmar, it's a mitzvah that we may not get perfectly, but it's not a mitzvah that we could slacken off in. So this is the mitzvah of Hoicheach Toicheach Zamisecha, and the takeaway is we have to view it as we're gifting someone else, we're giving them charity, we're giving them chesed, and if it's given in that sense, then Be'ezus Hashem will be taken in that sense, and it will be a true fulfillment of the mitzvah of V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamaicha. Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful evening. Bracha v'atzlacha. Thank you for listening. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.